Praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of all worlds. May peace and blessings be upon the seals of the prophets, and best among you are those who have learned the truth and then gone out and taught it. May peace and blessings of God be upon you who hear the voice, and may you and your family and all your companions be steeped in peace. You know God is all wise and is all worthy, and I am here this evening to tell you that I do, in the name of God, accept this mantle, the host, and to keep it moving. Welcome to the Insight Hour. Dr. Lynn is here with us. I'm Reverend Roxy, and we're getting ready to have ourselves one hootenanny of a time. But first, you know, I was last week giving y'all a little bit of what for the idea of recognizing evil when you see evil, you see. Now, I have a way of doing the discursive thing, because this is the way we at the Raising Cane Ministry and also Dr. Horowitz work with this discursive thought, which is to start at a point and then radiate out to the 360 degrees as to where it might take us, so that we can look at it in a three-dimensional way of talking. And what I have for you this evening is, remember, I'm going to keep on talking about this day of the appointed time. Well, it is near. We do know that it is near. And Reverend Roxy wants to tell you again and remind you that evil comes from ourselves, that the only evil that exists in this world is the evil that comes from ourselves. And as we begin to open up this here cancer that was growing malignant since, I can't even begin to remember, since even when I was a little girl, which would have been back in the 50s, we have people putting a Band-Aid on this here cancer once again, but it keeps on just oozing and it keeps on growing, and it's going to take a mighty laser, a mighty light to cut it out. But you know, we have a connection, and a connection that I want to make, a connection that will allow us to understand how in America we have been misdeceived. And this is why the Insight Hour is here, why Reverend Roxy and Dr. Lynn and all of us are coming together to create this harmonic, actual convergence of truth. For it is true, and I want to tell you what it is tonight we're talking about. For he said it, and I'll say it again. I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he be born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. And sometimes people say, I don't know where you're going with your thought, but the thought I want to give you is a good one. I want you to understand that we have been taken for a long ride for a silly reason. And it has everything to do with Saudi Arabia. And that's all I'm going to say. Dr. Lynn, are you there?
Hi there, Reverend Roxy.
You see, I have to, you know, God says, you know, you got to bring Dr. Lynn into this, because you got to let them understand this is not foolishness we're talking here, that we are giving them pieces of the puzzle. Is that not right?
Well, you know, I want to, yes, absolutely. And I want to ask you a question. I want to get engaged in a discussion.
Oh, cool. Well, you just come on in.
Because I love what you had to say with regard to there is no evil except that which dwells within our own hearts, within our own lives, that extinguishes our light. If the light and the truth shall set us free, and that darkness cannot exist in light, then all we ultimately need for optimal spiritual protection is that suit of armor called the truth, held high with love and light.
Oh, let's repel that evil with good.
Yeah,
goodness.
Absolutely.
This is what we need to do.
So, at any rate, I think that that's a very challenging concept for your average person to get, having grown up in Babylon, having been literally dumbed down and taught that we're not totally capable, worthy, loving beings who deserve to have the Holy Spirit flow in our bodies, minds, hearts, emotions, social relationships.
That's only if you go into the Church of Satan. You know that. That's where they preach that.
Yeah, well, that's the challenge. You know, all the 501Cs out there, they're all, you know, bought off, paid for by the government. If you're a church or a minister out there and you're proud to declare yourself tax-free of the 501C, well, what you've done is essentially violated what the Messiah was preaching to begin with. You shall have no other gods before you, not a federal government, not a government of the United States or any other country, but number one, you put the Creator first. And I think that that's, you know, certainly part of when we say, why would we not have a different country? Why would we not? And you then say there is no evil, that only evil exists within ourselves, then it becomes apparent that the responsibility lies within, and the power and the strength lies in that Holy Spirit flow that flows, as you say, from nowhere we know and goes to a place that we're perhaps, if we're blessed, destined to travel.
Well, you know, I really what really has to happen, I believe, as a minister, is that we are very aware of the power of God. And we are very aware of the fact that the foolish and the wicked, they set great store in the pleasures of this world. And we know in Revelations it says the former things are soon to pass away. Glory, hallelujah about that one. Because what's happening here is that the foolish and the wicked, which are those who choose to be, and you understand what I'm saying when I say that, because you go up against them too. That's why you had to write all those books, Emergency, Viruses, and Vaccines, because it's the only way to get the truth out is in the written word, because everybody's stuck on the TV, and only certain privileged people can get in a word edgewise. And until the media begins to see, oops, our fannies are hanging out here, we better get back to what we have dedicated ourselves to, what we pat ourselves on the back for, and begin to open up the conversation again. The truth has nothing to fear. Evil has everything to fear.
You know, I'm really blessed to see what you've said absolutely is true, and then what I'm also blessed to see out of that truth comes the awareness that it is not how many books that I've done or how many folks listening have read, not of just my works, but all these other wonderful people out there who are trying to make a big difference in the world. The reality for the resolution and the restoration of this magnificent planet and great country comes from a spirit with that same spiritual realm. And we're blessed to be now tapping into the music that will be played to the waters, not only the waters of the like oceans and streams and the environment, the biosphere, but actually in our own bodies, because we are mostly water. We're vessels.
Oh, isn't it? Without the water, the blood gets all cakey and all clotted and all clay-like. You know, it's really funny, because when you talk about that blood, that's what we was given the opportunity to protect. And the blood that flows in our veins when we were created, the Lord said that we are like Him, that we are Lot, and you better understand it. And there's powers inside of us that are getting ready to be turned on. Lights are getting ready to be turned on.
That's right.
We got to stop the killing, because we may be, you know, they said they was going to send a great comforter. And I know they weren't talking about a blanket. You know, they was talking about a comforter that was going to come, because we're going to need it, because there's a lot of people going to need some sympathy. Some real sympathy when they realize that they have been party to deception. I don't even want to, you know, everybody gets all crazy when you say lie. But now we can talk about deception, and that's a tool of the dishonest, you see. And you know this better than I do, for you've seen scientific research be fudged, and the truth becomes a lie, and the lie becomes the truth, and off we go to the bank.
Oh, boy, isn't that a great quote, folks? I hope you took notes on that one.
Well, I think they'll be able to play it back on the BBS in the archives.
Hey, thanks.
That's why we have Don.
Don, you know, yeah, for Don Newsom. Thank you, Don.
Yeah,
thank you, Don, for BBS Radio.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be bringing Don on at the end of the, right, kind of towards the end, so you guys can fade out on all of what's happening at BBS that makes it, well, we're going to give back to the man a little time. We're going to interrogate him about what's going on, because it's getting good.
Yeah, let me also say that we want to thank our co-sponsors, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. I understand. I just learned this. I didn't know that they had this, but I should have, but I'm so busy doing other things. Maybe I just didn't get a chance, but they have a whole library of Dr. Horowitz's DVDs, and why that came to mind today, I happened to pick up one of the order lines, and typically I don't do that, but I did today, and there was someone who was asking for old, whether the old material, you know, how the emerging viruses, AIDS and Ebola, first presentation with called Emerging Viruses and Vaccinations, based on the book, came out way back in 1998, and they were asking for that. Actually, it came out earlier than that. It was 97, and so they were asking for those things, and then a few other of the videos and the DVDs, rather, he told me he had, and so it, you know, warmed my heart. It really helped to support the positive attitude towards the work that many, many, many people appreciate. And folks, I want you to know that I'm humbled to serve you, and I really greatly appreciate how you not only contribute to my heart and my sanity, because I know I'm not just talking to a wall, that there are people out there who have the vision, have the ears to hear the kind of truths that we tell. It's rare, but I think of myself as preaching to the choir, perhaps too often, but that's a judgment I've laid on myself now, isn't it? So the bottom line is that, you know, we are very thankful, and thankful to you at listening, as well as for the companies that have supported us by selling all the books and the DVDs and the CDs now and all the healthcare products at HealthyWorldDistributing.com. And by the way, we're just starting. I'll tell you, folks, you keep your prayers going. You keep that Holy Spirit flowing and send it all out to not only your family and friends in your community, but send some our way, because when you send it to us, we'll send it back to you. It flows. It's like a spiral uplift into the kingdom of heaven, which is where we want to be as a co-creatorship and as a divine family, don't you think?
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Dr. Lynn. It gives my heart such great joy to hear a man of your intellect and your commitment to the seventh generation, as far as we go, to protect the sanctity of our blood and to make sure that we're not asleep at the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
As they begin to whittle down our so-called right.
You know, I just got a very nice email. You'll appreciate this, Reverend Hampton, from David Wolf and his group.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yeah, David Wolf, folks. If you don't know David Wolf's work, do a Google search on David Wolf and go to his website. So we're Healthy World, I understand, is going to be picking up some of his products.
Yeah, I'm already in his book, page 571, everybody. Just go to page 571 and see Raising Cain.
Yeah, you see, David Wolf is so smart. He met Reverend Roxy Hampton several years ago, even before I knew her really well, and talked about her magnificent sorbet and her awesome way of extracting the purest, most powerful and nutritive cane juice out of cane grass here in Hawaii. And so, Roxy, you want to say something about that? But anyway, I mentioned that because David...
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us the news about David.
Yeah, well, David said the same thing that you just said, too. He basically said that, you know, we really are privileged and blessed to be making the contributions that we are making. And he wrote a very nice letter. They're going to be doing an interview of me next week, I think it is, for their online featured news story.
That would be rawfood.com, everybody, if you want to go over there and check and check out what David Wolf, who is the premier, one of the premier for the past 15 years, lecturers and author on raw food, living nutrition. And
yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, I had the privilege of hearing him speak last week for the first time. I've seen him, I've known him as we've traveled the same shows together. And we've always been friendly to one another, but I never had the time. When you're a speaker, you really rarely get the chance to hear other speakers. And so I had the opportunity last week, and I can tell you, folks, I don't think that there's anybody that is articulating the spirituality and the bioenergetics and the electromechanics of the Holy Spirit flowing through food.
Right, living
through
food.
Yeah, through living food than David Wolfe. So at any rate, that's something that's related. Go ahead. I didn't want to. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about what your project is? Maybe for next week, what we'll have is your political friends come on the show.
Yeah, we could give a little talk here because, you know, we launched it. I launched this thing, and I didn't know that Hillary is going to be forming a exploratory committee to see if it's water is right for her to run in 2008. And it got me kind of excited, and I know that Christ, in keeping with his commandment, I thought it was my duty in the time honor of Reverend King and Malcolm X and all the other ministers of the world, that one more time we might try to form a spiritual political party that would be able to at least get a word in edgewise in the 2008 election. And I wanted to just take a moment and share with you all, because you'll be able to play this back, is what we have sent out. And it's a kind of chain letter. So you can also contact me and get a copy of this if you care to.
How would they do that?
They would do this by contacting, let's say, just call Raisin Cain, everybody, RAISIN_Cain, CANE, at Juno.com. And just send it attention, turtle, T-U-R-T-L-E. So let me give this to you, because I want you to get an understanding of where we're going with it, so you can all climb on board. I need 650 signatures in 50 states to register the party, and then we'll be able to commune together. And this is what's real important, is that we be able to commune. And with all due respect, I'd like to share this with you. In keeping with Christ's commandment, and the commandment is that we love each other. It's the only commandment we need to recognize. All else flows from it. We, recognizing your passion in contributing to peace and harmony, invite you to participate in the process of fulfilling the prophecy of the John Lennon Memorial Peace Vision Prize and 2020 Vision, creating and implementing the Bill of Rights of Earth. Now, a little background on this, everybody, goes like this. East-West Journal created a John Lennon Peace Vision contest in 1981. Entries were told to tell how peace was achieved looking back from the future. The winning entry came in late, anonymous, handwritten, and from Santa Fe, New Mexico. The story went something like this. Turtle, T-U-R-T-L-E. The United Resolution to Love Earth. And the turtle, living 200 plus years, is the eldest animal on Earth and with the longest beating heart. As the Earth is carried on the turtle's back, a turtle party started as a networking chain letter, a letter in the Southwest in the 1980s. The turtle party's platform has one plank. It is saying to love the Earth. Inspired by the simplicity and wisdom of the turtle, individuals ran for local elections and won. Love the Earth was used to change private and public policy. The results worked because everyone is a winner. The word spread like wildfire. As more people, cultures, and communities and countries joined, a woman was elected President of the United States of America. She, as Turtle, calls for global disarmament of all weapons of mass destruction. Individuals urge each other and their wisdom clan elders, religious and political leaders join Turtle and love the Earth and each other. All world leaders agreed and peace comes to Earth, the end. But the first task, everybody out there, is to understand that the Turtle Party will be a formulation of the Bill of Rights for the Earth. It is a process that can unite us as we make peace profitable. Massive change, and this is what I want to compliment the speaker who was prior to us. I'm not sure what the name was, but definitely that massive changes is dependent upon individual acts. That's where people like Dr. Lennon love the real Da Vinci Code. Love the real Da Vinci Code. We know that peace and to live in truth and love and use compassion as your compass and all the rest of it emanates from our hearts, and it's what creates the waveform and the energy that creates coherence for our earth, for our immune system. We, our immune system and Mother Earth are all connected. This is the beauty of everything that we're learning here in this new millennium, in this new century. And when we love ourselves, we are at peace with ourselves, then we can be healthy turtles. We can be healthy participants in this here reality until the form of things is passed away. So as we begin to understand what individual responsibility is and what it is to be loved and to have that truth every moment of every day, no matter what, we create an indestructible individual peace that then becomes infectious. And we begin to apply this love of Earth to the creation and to the implementation of public policy. This is what I was doing on the first day of the new year for all people who dared to think about the highest office. It's January 20th, you know, inauguration, you put it. You put it all together, folks. I'm not going to take up any more time. It's 7:23, you're 23 minutes into the insight. I just wanted to whet your appetite. Next week, we're going to be prepared to talk to the Hawaii contingency, Jasper and Megan, who are going to fill us in on what they're doing to make the turtle, the United Resolution to Love Earth Party, a reality and a force to be reckoned with for everyone gets a word in edgewise. Are you there, Dr. Lynn?
I am. Yeah, thank you very much for that explanation of what the Turtle Party is going to be about,
yeah,
or is about. And I wanted to, for those who don't know with regard to love, the real Da Vinci Code, let me give you an update. That's the title of my 16th book. It's currently available for a free download at www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. And it's a wonderful, wonderful read. It's so awesome to see how we win in the end, how those spiritual beings that have been ransomed and paid their dues, and you know who I'm talking to. If you're listening out there and you've had a hard year, particularly as the hastening of the spiritual renaissance unfolds, and those who have the little insignificant blemishes on this great grand spirit and to live a big-hearted destiny to fulfill, that any types of problems of any kind, as Reverend Roxy had mentioned a few minutes ago, that the primary evil rests within, and the only way to purge that, I think, as a behavioral scientist, I can tell you, it's typically by trauma, and our grand, glorious Creator does not hold back, respecting us. Interesting, the word respect, looking back, introspection, looking forward, and visualizing, seeing with vision. That's what the word respect is. I had played with that word today, and at any rate, I want to just let you know that the whole concept of respecting ourselves maximally and introspection to the degree that we can commune with their great Creator and thus open our hearts with a full measure of that love, that divinity, that co-creatorship that we have been called forth to carry on as bright lights in this sometimes dark world, and we're going to illuminate it, and that the resolution for the whole end time scenario here is shortly to come, and we have the technology now, we have the knowledge, we have the revelations, we have the music for the fulfillment of Revelation 14:1. You could read about it all in the Real Da Vinci Code, in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. And to give you the update further, the book is at the printer. So those who have called HealthyWorldDistributing.com and asked it to be shipped, you can expect to have it be shipped the first week of March, where I will also be speaking at the Southern California Health Freedom Exposition. If you go online and do a search, or a Google search on Health Freedom Expo, and you'll come up with the .com that is associated with this big conference. I invite everybody to spread the word, anybody living near Southern California. It'll be the first venue that I'll be sharing Love, the Real Da Vinci Code material. Also, for those who ordered the DVD, we had actually paid someone a lot of money to produce something that I wasn't satisfied with. And, you know, basically it's something that goes in our catalog or we send out has to meet a quality measure that I'm pretty much a stickler on. And so I was dissatisfied. I want you to know that we didn't make that sour lemon anything but lemonade. And as a result of that, we're going to be producing an awesome documentary. So the typical lecture on Love, the Real Da Vinci Code lecture is going to be a virtual feature-length documentary film. We're going to be producing that within the next month. It will be available on DVD. It will also be available for a free download on the Internet. Again, we're doing this because, let's pull out all stops, because what the Creator has been blessing us with is the technology that opens up the gates of heaven so the Holy Spirit can flow out, primarily working with the technology of the Creator, which includes the creative fluid of the universe. That's water. So we're looking at a whole paradigm shift, a whole spiritual renaissance in high gear, and because of that, we're not going to be doing, quote, business, end quote, in a way that typically people have done business. This is a collaboration. This is a loving family that's coming together in fellowship and saying, we're going to educate the world back into the proper state. So, Roxy, thanks. Well, www.lovetherealdavincicode.com, and there's a toll-free number to call, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free to get the book, get the first book that comes out, or if you're in Southern California, you can get the first book that's going to be available on Love, the Real Da Vinci Code at the Health Freedom Exposition in Long Beach, California. That's the first weekend in March. It starts Friday night and goes Saturday and Sunday. I believe I'm speaking Saturday afternoon. I might also be on a panel on Sunday. And then likewise in May, don't forget, put out word if you're up in the San Francisco Bay Area, the Conspiracy Con, conspiracycon.com. If you go to Google search on Conspiracy Con, C-O-N, you will come up with the expo that they have annually. Brian Hall is a great fellow warrior in battling for the expression of truth and the dissemination of it and waking people up into the, not the conspiracy theory, but the conspiracy reality in which we live. Then you got to check in with the expo called Conspiracy Con. It's in the San Francisco Bay Area. I believe it's San Jose. And it's going to be in, I think, the third week in May, the third weekend in May. And I will be also lecturing there. Folks listening from Canada, the Canadian Consumer Health of Canada, CHOC, C-H-O-C, consumerhealthofcanada.com, will give you information on a big meeting that they're hosting that I'm going to be speaking, three times at that show. That's the nation, actually North America's number one most popular alternative medicine and holistic health event. That is in Toronto. The date for that, I think it's the third week in April. I might be mistaken about that one, folks. I don't have my schedule in front of me. But don't miss it. It's going to be a fabulous show. And that we're going to also be previewing for the Canadian groups the Love, the Real Da Vinci Code material. It's awesome. It's totally uplifting. Get an early read on it by simply downloading it for free right now on the internet at www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. Roxy, what else?
Oh, I was just sitting here. You know, I'm looking at the internet probably like everybody else listening to us talk and and everything. I just love this. You know, they said it in Jesus Christ Superstar, if you'd come today, you would have reached the whole nation. Yeah. Israel and Paul BC had no mass communication, you know. I was just sitting here, and, you know, I was looking at, like, the Yahoo and how words are put together for effect. And part of should give you some clue, folks, is when you look at words, when the press starts using words like a politically weakened President Bush implored a skeptical Congress Tuesday. Oh, let me tell you how much the day of appointment is coming. And that those people who now sat silent and are now going to be talking loudest are the ones you need to ignore the most.
That's right.
I'm telling you, there isn't one person in Congress that has already been in Congress or ex-Congress,
you know,
that
it's
has
such
not
a joke. You know, they've got Jay Rockefeller. Can you imagine Jay Rockefeller running the investigation of all of the devil doing? That's like putting the worst fox in the hen house, man.
Well, you know, he's just doing what he was put on this earth to do. You see, he volunteered to do this, and he swears by stupid. That's my name for Satan. I know a lot of other people may be laughing, but this is a serious matter, this thing called stupidity. And a lot of these people that are now implementing it, and I have to be really honest, you know, because if everybody was to go, I'm going to help Bob out. Bob's going to thank me because I want everybody to go out and find themselves a copy. If you're too cheap to go buy this American classic, it's going to be known. If the world is only going to be 5 years left, they keep talking about 2012, Dr. Land. I'm not sure. I've seen so many dates. But I know that Bush is going to wish that the end would come soon. If he was to just read The State of Denial, because it's on page, it cut to the chase, but it's on page 5 that it really makes the most sense as to why we're in Iraq.
I'm telling you, it's so funny, folks, because I have always held that Bob Woodward is a counterintelligence propagandist for not coming out with the full measure of truth that he's aware of. Now we're engaged in the Inside Hour, and our co-host, Reverend Roxy Hampton, has a completely different view. She holds him in high esteem. We'll have some lively discussion about Bob Woodward's State of Denial on the Inside Hour.
But the people that are going to have to participate in this conversation are the people who have read the trilogy, which is the Commander's Plan of Attack and now the State of Denial. And this is the matter here. But I just want to give you just a little juicy tidbit that gives you it. Now, I told you in the beginning the code was Saudi Arabia, right? And we all know that it is a large kingdom and that it was run by a king and it had no constitution and it had no parliament, but it had a capital and it had a sea and it had a lot of oil. And a lot of people went over there and made some deals with this here kingdom, right? And the Saudi Arabian government gets its income from what? 3 sources. It gets money from the pilgrims, for a religion that a lot of the aristocracy and kings don't practice, which is Islam. They get a subsidy from the British government, and they get concession fees paid for by the American Oil Company. Now, this is a truth. This is not somewhere anybody can find this out. They found it out. They made their deals. They all went over there and said, how you doing, king? And they put him in the history, right? And they gave him a kingdom and everything. And there was a Yemen and an Aden and an Oman and a Kuwait. This is the truth of the history. And all of them were under British control, and i.e. under American control, too, later on down the line. And I'll show you how that happened.
And, of course, America is under British control. And
but now
German
I'm going to put my finger
control.
Right on it. I'm going to put my finger on the fly boy that flew us over there in the first place. And I want to show you how Woody does it for me, she says. The President Bush Sr., who is good friends with Prince Bandar Sultan, in the book on page 4, it starts, it says, Bush said in so many words that people who didn't want his dad to win in 1992 would also be against him if he ran. They were the same people who didn't like Bandar. Now, Bandar is the ambassador to America from Saudi Arabia, right? Has been for the past 15 years. Can I give you some advice? Bandar asked. What? Mr. Governor, tell me, you really want to be President of the United States? And Bush said yes. And if you tell me that, I want to tell you one thing. To hell with Saudi Arabia, or who likes Saudi Arabia or who doesn't. Who likes Bandar or doesn't. Anyone who you think hates your dad or your friend, who can be important to make a difference in winning, swallow your pride and make friends of them. And I can help you. I can help you out and complain about me. Let them complain about me. And they complain, I can help you out and complain about you. Make sure they understand that they will make sure they help you. Bush recognized, and here's where it is, the Godfather's advice. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. But he seemed uncomfortable and remarked that wasn't particularly honest. And Bandar said to Mr. President, now President, he said, never mind, if you really want to be honest, Bandar said, this is not a confession booth. If you really want to stick to that, just enjoy this term and go do something fun. In the big boys' game, it's cutthroat, it's bloody, and it's not pleasant. This is the truth of the matter, and I think that everybody out there really has to understand this, that it's cutthroat, it's bloody, and it's not pleasant. This is how these men operate. This is how they sit in their ivory halls and they speak. And now they dare to speak and be quoted and not mined. Well, then let the games begin. The insane playing will be replaced by sane playing. And this is why we have an opportunity, all of us, to research since 1947. Since the partitioning of Palestine, let's just go there. And with our Arab brothers and our African brothers, let's take a census. Let's take a temperature. Let's do something to help ourselves out to remember so that we can then forget these cowboys. Put somebody in office who will take stock in what's left of America, make some kind of arrangement to apologize to the rest of the world for having been so deceived and allowing ourselves, and that we as a country must now repent in some way, and it starts individually, and that's what I've been trying to do. And I do believe, Dr. Len, that's what you're trying to do, too, as we begin to try and do more good than
evil. I think so many people listening out there are also feeling that same push within their own hearts to open up and let God go, let God flow. You know, it's not about my will be done or your will, it's about His great will.
And that's unity.
Yes, exactly. That's wherein we are united and that we are one. And the only reason that we are literally like sheeple separated, to be slaughtered, is because we're not engaging that which is innate within us. That is our own loving heart connection and our literal creator that flows through our own blood in that form of the Holy Spirit and that love. We've got the tunes, folks. We've got 528 hertz. I had another wonderful conversation. We're going to bring some very major talents onto this program on the Inside Hour every week. Again, Tuesday nights, our time slot is at midnight, East Coast. It's 9 o'clock Pacific, and it's Hawaii time. It's 7 o'clock where we're broadcasting from. And some of the people that we're going to be bringing on this program, such as Nassim Haramein, who is probably the world's leading spiritually oriented physicist. Fascinating discussions we can have with Nassim. I'm going to be bringing on some folks that are going to be sharing with you some new technology that we're advancing along with the Perfect Circle of Sound, the restoration of the real music, and why that the current musical scales that we're listening to, literally like everything else, including our own language, was manipulated to dumb humanity down. It's a, you know, same old, same old. We've been seeing this ongoing for millennia by those in power, basically keeping enslaved the rest of sane humanity, and that the reality is that we have been fallen victim, all of us, you know, from the British invasion of music now we are even listening to a whole musical scale that the royalty of Europe didn't listen to. They listened to the real frequencies, the real tunings. The ancient Levi priests, my great-grand relatives, they didn't listen to the frequencies that we're listening to today. We're going to have on the program an expert in the development of shofars, the ram's horns that the ancient Levi priests used to play, and that they buy them today. The synagogues and the temples buy them from places that don't even make them like they used to be made. And he's restored and resurrected that whole knowledge base and is producing instruments and harps and all sorts of musical instruments that relay the original musical scale. And, of course, that's a great grand revelation. For those who are not at all aware of what I'm talking about with the perfect circle of sound, you can go to a website, www.3epower.us, and you can get a little bit of background about the three E's. The perfect circle of sound is also what I've shared on this program, is the circle that Da Vinci's famous drawing, The Vitruvian Man, is actually standing in. It's actually a he-she. Most people don't know that, but when you really study that cryptograph, it was a secret gift that Da Vinci left behind. This will be the work that we've got on the internet now at lovethedavincicode.com, and the lectures that I'll be giving, and you'll be receiving, and this information that's forthcoming now with these revelations that being so grand and great. It's a cosmic circle. It's virtually the mathematics of the matrix of the universe, and that is, in the religious world, akin to the kingdom of heaven. That's the spiritual realm, which nothing's missing, nothing's broken, it's all perfect, and all you have to do to basically be tuned up as a human being is commune with that love frequency vibration and those harmonies with the grand resonance frequencies of the divine creator. And so you all you have to do literally is get these new instruments and get these new notes and get this new music flowing through your heart and through your blood and your water, and you'll be fully uplifted. No disease can exist. It is what allows us to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, because nothing can get to us. You know, you're virtually operating, let's say, with one foot on the planet and the other foot into the spiritual dimension, kingdom of heaven, where there's angelic protection. And so now you're able to walk in that and talk in that and love in that and commune in that, and develop your family's, extended family's community and your sustainability in that, instead of a gross, hideous, genocidal deception.
Wow, that is a lot. Man, I tell you, when you're in the spirit, you're in the spirit.
Well, it takes one to know one, Reverend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My Reverend sister.
That's why we fellow dragons are here. holding the fort, you know, because I'll tell you, it says we're going to be baptized in the Spirit, and the Spirit is a lively thing.
You bet.
I think that everybody needs to understand that. If there is no love, if there is no joy in that community that is praying to the one God that you need to take the dust, get on your shoes and just turn around and go home, and you'd be better off to pray alone than to pray in places of false worship and a false light. And you know that, because the light bathes you in a warmth. It extends itself out, and it's infectious in its radiation, and it just moves through the group, and you just know I'm home. And soon as we radiate all of this, we'll be going. You know, I did say we was going to have, I'm not sure what we got left.
I really wanted 15 minutes.
I do want you to bring on Don. We was going to town.
Don, get
ready to come on, because we want to interrogate you about what's new and what's going on, because we just love you so much, and we think that where you're going, we're going too, and we want everybody else to come along. So this is Reverend Roxy. I'm going to be signing off, because I just want to tell everybody, praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of all worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon all of you and your companions for the whole entire week until we see each other and hear each other again. God bless. Bless you all. I might come back when dawn comes on. But, Dr. Nair, take this little bit of time to tell everybody where it's going, how
all
to
right.
get there, and then bring in Don.
I'm here.
You know, hi, Don.
Hello.
I just wanted to make one comment. Reverend Roxy, don't go away yet either.
I'm not going.
All right.
I'm just
burglarizing
the conversation.
I wanted to just suggest that if we don't have time tonight, I certainly want to get to a discussion on this point that you raised, which is that a spiritual baptism is so much more powerful than a water baptism. Now, I want to talk about that at some future date. I think it relates to exactly what we've been talking about. You're blessed and baptized in the Holy Spirit, and as Paul wrote, I know you have your concerns about Apostle Paul, and we'll get to that on the Inside Hour in a future
That's
show.
That's going to be a lively conversation, too.
That will be a lively conversation, too. But I think from counsel that Paul gave, I really like this counsel. It said that the only way for you and I to really know God is to know the Spirit of our Creator. And the only way for you and I to really know the Spirit of the Creator is we have to not simply be baptized in that Spirit, but live it. To really groove with it.
Exactly.
To really move with it.
Amen.
To have it move us and direct us, to have the synchronicities befall us that we're supposed to be blessed with in order to carry on the great work for the Creator. And that's all she wrote. All this other business of getting a high academic education, and folks, I stayed in school till I was 32. I have postdoctoral degrees up the yin-yang. I've got scientific papers to prove it. But the reality is that the whole ball game comes down to a real simple thing.
God is humbling.
Yeah, the Creator will guide us and help us fulfill whatever our greatest destinies and greatest gifts to be expressed are, and all we have to do is get out of our heads and get out of our way. And that's one of the great grand messages in Love the Real Da Vinci Code, too, because you're going to see the evidence and the documentation and scientific fact to support that theology that I just articulated. Let me introduce Don Newsom. Thank you. And we got to have applause go up. Throw the applause switch, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Please.
Boo, 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 boo.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I want to introduce the grand master of the airways here at bbsradio.com, who's going to share with us some very exciting things that are happening with BBS Radio. Don Newsom, thank you so much for all the great grand contributions you give us for bringing us BBS Radio and the Inside Hour.
Well, thank you. Honestly, thank you. I love having your show and the other hosts that bring such powerful messages to our network. It's not me. It's really the hosts. I'm just a facilitator. So I enjoy being one, and it makes me very happy to be a part of it. And because it is the Creator's thing, in my opinion, I don't know really why it all started, but here it is, and it's a creation, and it's living, and it has great energy, and that's because of you and because of the other hosts on this network. And that I truly believe.
Well, thank you, Don. Thanks for sharing that. Tell us what's happening that's exciting with BBS. I know you're doing some marketing,
well,
some advertising, getting
look,
more,
you
more
bet.
People to realize that there are great hosts on this network, and we're doing great, great, grand work for this planet.
Well, BBS is excited. We're excited because we're with you. We're working on we're working in the right way for the right reasons with the right intent, and we're getting the right results, which means we're going to step it up a notch. We feel that it's time. Again, it always comes down to a question. And the question to me is, how do you want to win? It's not the question of do you win or even winning or losing. It's just, how do you want to win? Keep the effect of winning and losing out of it. And when you start thinking of it that way, I usually look at it, I want to win with love.
Amen to that.
And, to me, love is the responsibility of truth in one respect. It just is the responsibility of truth as being one, which being truthful to yourself at all times, in all manners. Love just has a very responsible flavor to it, and it's a service to other flavor. And BBS Radio is a creation of that. And Now we're going to try to take it into video. We're going to move into live TV broadcasting. We're going to bring on some heavy hitters to do some morning shows, some live TV-type news shows. But look, folks, it's not going to be news like you see in the mainstream media, because that, it to us, is trash. It's just trash. Nothing more really needs to be said.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing some live feed television.
Live TV broadcast, similar to, you know, I mean, it's not TV, but again, it'll be live video audio broadcast. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
That will be coming up on the schedule here in the next couple months. Right now, we've just opened up a late night schedule. I got back from a trip, and I'm sure we'll start filling that schedule up here this coming week.
Excellent. Now, what can people do out there to help spread the word that there is an educational resource like BBS Radio available?
You know, word of mouth is powerful. If you just tell somebody BBS Radio is something they should listen to, and you impress upon it, hey, just check it out. Once they get here, they're hooked. We know that because our statistics prove that every person that visits us comes back, bookmarks us, and comes back regularly. And so they just have to get here. Just tell your friends. Bang on their doors, tell them about BBS Radio, spread the word. We're here to stay. We're going to grow. Nothing but growing here.
Excellent. So, folks, please do that. You probably have two or three friends that you might want to email a link to, actually. Think about that as a blessing, as a gift. For what better gift can there be than the truth that shall set us free? So please, help Don, help the whole network, help all the hosts, help the world by sending to some friends linking to bbsradio.com.
Well, we have a lot coming in. I mean, a lot in store for the fans, because we're going to bring a lot of new features for the hosts, a lot of new features for our listeners and our readers. I mean, we're working with some wonderfully talented companies. We have some great situations on our table. We're agreeing to several of them, which means things are going to change in such a wonderful way. So stay with us. Grow with us. Tell your friends about us. We're really all about you. We know that the right things are going to happen because we believe in you, and we believe in what we're doing. So we just see that a beautiful, bright future for all of us. We don't see the fear and all that the government is trying to perpetuate consistently. It just doesn't magnify with us any longer. We really are all about the truth, building an awareness, teaching people that, hey, there are things that other people are doing that they want to be aware of, because they have the right to decide whether they can accept that or not, like those in your government and parliament and your various bureaucracies and judicial systems and what have you. You can, once you know that there's a problem, you can either accept it or not, and then make a decision as to what you'll do because of that acceptance or not. And so it's building knowledge, building awareness, bringing the truth, bringing love back into the fold. Hey, we're all one. If you don't get that by now, then you really got to keep listening.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Well, Don, thanks. I think we've got about 5 minutes left.
Anything all right.
Anything to share with everyone?
Well, that I love you.
I love you too, brother.
That's about the most I can share. I do.
The heart of gold is really behind BBS Radio, and you've just been listening to Don Newsom. His brother Doug is also just a very, very special, wonderful person, and that's the Newsom family that created BBS Radio. Thank you, Don. We love you.
Oh, thank you. We love you too. Thank you.
Reverend Roxy.
Yes, Dr.
You've got, let's say, 2 minutes before I close with a few last-minute remarks and recommendations, and take it away.
Well, you know, I think it's our privilege that we volunteered to come down here to bring the eternal message, which is universal and is of still relevance today, that there's a language of divine communication, and that we are sworn to fight ignorance and disease and poverty and all the other enemies of mankind and humankind, and that we are proud to be here, and that for a moment in knowing that God is all wise and all wonderful, that we as human beings are entitled to our doubts and inclined and sometimes make mistakes. But this I do know is true, that I have looked all over, and if whatever philosophy you are practicing right now is bereft of love, then there isn't much hope in the box for you. So step outside yourselves, everybody. Look out for God. God is very close, and God will absorb you into and illuminate you so that you can get on the right page in the right time so you can be there and be square. All right, Dr. Lynn, God bless you all out there, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Reverend Roxy Hampton,
all
folks.
All right, gonna go, gonna yeah, go. The, bye-bye.
Thank you. The word respect, 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 looking back and seeing oneself, looking within oneself, seeing the connection to the divine within oneself, having a vision, a view within oneself, respecting yourself. From that respect of self comes respect and love for others, and isn't that what the Messiah preached? Love your brother as yourself. Without the respect and the reintrospection, in that inner vision, and literally seeing that the divine source of it all flows right through us, right through you, right through your loved ones and your friends. Without seeing that, there's greater vision to have for yourselves and myself. And I'm so humbled and thankful for having the opportunity to share these simple truths with you. It's about 2 minutes. I want to thank also, actually, one word of future vision here. We're going to be coming out with at least 2, maybe 3 new albums. I'll be telling you more about it next week. The albums have been recorded based on the core creative frequencies, the perfect circle of sound tones. Music like you've never heard in your life, music like the world has never known, and that it comes literally blessed with the creator's signature on it. So it's time that we start to play the music of the Creator. When we play the music of the Creator to the waters of the world, like the Bible says, the crystal clear waters will once again flow through the rivers and streams, which are the people first, and it will resonate out to the waters of the planet, and from there it will resonate out to the edges of the universe. And in that resonance, we will be entrained to the kingdom of heaven. I love you, folks. It's the end of the Inside Hour. Talk to you next week again at same time. BBSradio.com. Same place. Bye for now.